mobile apps to the tune of $6.2 billion. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The growth in smartphone ownership and the coming online of new app stores will drive consumers to spend a whopping $6.2 billion on mobile apps this year. That's according to research firm Gartner. In 2009, we spent $4.2 billion filling up our smartphones with programs. Gartner's Stephanie Bagdasarian says Apple will be among the big winners this year, even as its dominant share of the mobile app market erodes a little.
If you look at it from an absolute value, Apple's number of application downloads is going to grow. The revenue they get out of it is going to grow. But of course, if you look at it from a market share perspective, from a share of the market perspective, this is obviously going to decrease as of 2010 and going forward, because there are more players, there are more offerings on the market, and of course, Apple remains very advanced compared to its competition today, but they will lose some ground to Android phones and to Nokia phones and others.
I have an Android phone myself, and I have about 25 or 30 apps. I think I've paid for one of them, and it was 99 cents. What role does free play in this mobile app marketplace?
You find that there are many more charged for apps available. However, like 80% of them are charged for, and they may be very small prices, like $0.99. And then 20% are actually free, sometimes totally free, and sometimes they're free, but they're sponsored by advertising. If you look at how it works out as far as downloads go, you get the opposite split. So 80% of the apps are charged for, but only 20% of the apps downloaded are paid for, and everything else is actually free to the end user. You can explain that from the fact that people who are using smartphones and getting into downloading apps and so on, I mean, the normal people doing that, not the techie or geeky people, are not very confident just yet to pay from their mobile phone to get an application. So they'll go and try it out with free apps to start with.
It's my impression that iPhone owners are much more willing to pay for applications than Android phone users. It just seems like there's not that much worth buying for the Android yet. Is that just because the Android marketplace is not as developed as the iPhone marketplace?
I think it's a bit early to really make a comparison between consumers using iPhones versus consumers using an Android platform-based smartphone. You have to get a bit more scale and a bit more people using Android to be able to make that comparison.
Stephanie Bagdasarian with Gartner. Gartner expects the size of the mobile app market to be nearly $30 billion by 2013. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.